Well, throughout February, we're featuring Wes Montgomery in various guises and also various musicians he's performed with and influenced in ABC Jazz during this month. An important guitarist who gained a big commercial success, particularly when he moved to the Verve label after some really fine albums on Riverside. He was sort of brought to that label when Cannonball Adderley heard him and implored Oren Keepnews, who ran Riverside, to sign him, which he did, and made a series of great albums for the label, including an album called A Dynamic New Sound, which will be the feature album this week on ABC Jazz from 1959. The Verve albums kind of were a little bit smoother in production, but certainly sold very widely before Wes died of a heart attack in 1968. Well, last week we heard some Wes Montgomery from a broadcast from the Half Note Club in 1965. And just released is a recording made with Wes Montgomery and his trio, recorded by French radio ORTF at the same year, 1965, when he was visiting Paris on March the 27th. And guests on some of the pieces in the performance were the wonderful saxophonist Johnny Griffin, who appears on these couple of tracks. And joining them, Harold Mayburn on the piano, Arthur Harper on the bass, Jimmy Lovelace on the drums. A couple of pieces, we'll hear a great version of Round Midnight. But before then, the Wes Montgomery composition called Full House.
Oh.